This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Cecchi Today, live all across the USA and around the world on this, the first weekend of October. We're into the last 3 months of the year 2022. My first guest this second hour is a friend of ours for many years, lives up in Branson, and she is a delightful lady and a talented one. And the reason she is so talented as a singer, she's got great genes in her family, because her name is Dina Martin, and her father was the coolest guy in the world, Dean Martin. She'll be here. Academy Award nominee and Golden Globe nominee, actor Elliot Gould, and Dirk Blocker will be joining us on the show, an actor in his own right. He's got a new children's book out right now that we'll be talking about, and of course his dad was Dan Blocker. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Cecchi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily, and I'll be back with my first guest this second hour, Dina Martin.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Return to me, oh my dear, I'm so lonely. Hurry back, oh my love, hurry back, I am yours.
And we're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Cecchi Today, and you are also listening to our next guest, the very beautiful friend of ours for many, many years. Joining us right now is Dina Martin. Hi, Dina. How are you? Nice to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you. I am excellent. Nice to hear your voice, too. It's a great voice.
Coming from you, that's a supreme compliment. But I have to tell you something, okay?
Yeah.
I watch you every single Friday at 4 o'clock Eastern Time on social media, on my Facebook page. I wave to you. I send you a little message. You never say hi, but that's okay. That's okay. Don't worry about it. And this show that you're doing on Facebook is unbelievable. I mean, it is beating out the Grand Ole Opry. It's beating out all kinds of tune-in figures. I mean, it's one of the pollsters' top 10 artist of the first quarter of 2022. Congratulations, Dina. You've turned a new leaf in a remarkable career.
I guess so. Thank you very much. And it's just, it's absolutely amazing to me, mind-boggling, you know, how it started. And this coming Friday is going to be 70 shows, consecutive Fridays, quite remarkable to me. But it all started because of the pandemic, and my shows were all canceled. And I said, well, what am I going to do? You know, I said, what are we going to do for the, you know, people who were coming to the shows? It was in Beverly Hills at Herb Alpert's Club. And so my fabulous assistant, Rosaria, said, why don't you do a Facebook Live show? And, of course, I said, what's Facebook Live? And she said, well, and then she explained what it is. And we went down into my rehearsal studio, put my iPhone on a tripod, and John on music, my handsome husband, John.
Right.
So, and it took off.
Well, I got to tell you, I was there in the beginning. I call it the evolution of the set. Because in the beginning,
right,
it was just a nice couch, you're very casual. Now you come out like you're at the MGM Grand, beautiful, you know, star-studded outfits. You got the gold records on the wall. I mean,
right,
it has come, as they say, a long way, baby.
It's come a long way. Yeah, I had on jeans, I think, the first, you know, I was sitting on a yeah, but it has been, it's been a lot of hard work, that's true, but it's been so much fun and so rewarding, and I've made so many pallies all over the world.
Yes, you have, and that great little martini beforehand is a great touch. Now, here you are, a successful singer, and now you have taken a step in the same venture, not only the same venture, but the same radio station that our mutual friend, our pal Tony Orlando, has done on Saturday nights with Tony Orlando. You are now going to be on WABC 77 out of New York City on Sunday evenings at 9 o'clock Eastern Time with Dean and Dina Martin's Sunday Nightcap. Tell us about this. This is very, very exciting.
Isn't that great? And, of course, you know, Tony Orlando is, of course, you know, one of my old pallies from from way back. I think I met him when he was on the Dean Martin Roasts, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
However long. But we have remained friends ever since then. And he had me call into his radio show one night. I thought, oh, you know, this is fun. And then he called in on, let me see, I guess it was near the Grammys. He called in to Facebook Live. He's such a doll. And then, of course, my other pally, Joe Piscopo, he's on Sunday nights. And he said, you know what, Dina, he called. So Joe called me and Tony called me. They said, you want to do a radio show on 77 WABC, you know, in New York City? I said, well, of course, you know, that could be fun. And so then last night was the first show that we did. And it's, you know, people have been loving it. And, again, it's a lot more work. Well, here you are doing, you know, your radio. And so it's a lot of work, but it's so, it's a whole different thing for me. Well, you know, my handsome husband, John, and I had a radio show for years. And, you know, we just, you know, playing all the, you know, great music. And you know, so I thought, well, you know what? Maybe it's time to get back into it because of, you know, Joe and Tony, and it's, you know, one big happy family. So we're just continuing on with what I love to do.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a great idea. And Tony's having a ball. He calls me like every other week. He says, am I doing this right? Am I doing that right? I says, Tony, you're fine. Just let it go, man. And I know this is going to be sensational for you. In lieu of the fact that you've been so successful with this Facebook and the social media show that you do every Friday afternoon, I couldn't be happier for you, Dina. I really couldn't. It's sensational. I'm glad you're doing that. You know, I was just talking about you the other day to Joe Montagna because I keep asking him how close you are to the Dean Martin story because I know he has maybe a possibility of being involved with that. And he says, talk to Dina. I said, well, I'm going to talk to her in a couple of weeks. I'll ask her.
Yeah, he will definitely be involved. You know, it's funny, when my book came out and he called me right away, Memories Are Made of This, Dean Martin Through His Daughter's Eyes, he called me. He said, okay, he said, I want to produce the movie. And I said, do you want to star in it? He said, no, I want to direct it. I want to do this. He said, I want this this book. I want to make it into the movie. And so then we've been talking ever since. But we do have a documentary coming out.
Oh, do you
and
really?
It's going to come out as soon, and we've interviewed everybody. and the guys from Creative Chaos are the ones who put it together. They're fabulous. And so we have, of course, interviewed Joe Mantegna, Angie Dickinson, Bob Newhart, Florence Henderson, you know, George Slaughter. So it will be a very, very, a really interesting documentary. I don't know what everybody said, but I'm sure it's going to be, you know, fabulous. And, you know, so it's, I love Joe. And in fact, it's too bad you weren't there when I roasted him at the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, and it was the first Dina Martin celebrity roast, and we roasted him. He's such a good guy.
Yeah, he is a great guy, and I got to tell you, I was to many of the roasts with your dad in the audience, because my partner for many, many years was Ed McMahon, and Ed just loved Dean. When is that documentary coming out, Dina?
I'm not exactly sure, because we've been, you know, down for a year, if you know what I mean. And so, but,
gotcha.
In fact, I have to call Tom after we hang up and figure find out what's going on. But it will be spectacular because of all the people that we have interviewed, and the guys, the Creative Chaos guys, are fantastic. So I'll find out, and then I will let you know, of course, and I'll come back on the show and we'll promote it.
Like crazy, we'll promote it. And if George Slaughter's on it, it's got to be a unique presentation, because he's something else, George. You know?
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is very picky, which is good.
Which is good.
And what was I going to say about the... well, that will be fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, I know the documentary is going to be really a lot of fun and interesting, and all the people that they have interviewed, and one in particular, my Aunt Anne. She's the last remaining, she's 85 years old,
oh.
And she was my mom's sister. She was the youngest sister, but she's one of the those people who remembers everything. Everything. If you say, okay, let's see, it was the 31st of August, 1932. She says, oh, that was a Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No, she's one of those.
Oh.
That was a Wednesday. And we were going to go bowling, but then your mom said, no. She just remembers everything that was going on. And so so when Tom told me that they interviewed her, that it was just, you know, spectacular.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
They got more out of her than they got out of anyone.
Dina, we're going to pause for a second. Our special guest is my friend of many years, Dina Martin. She's got so many things going on in her busy life. She's got her Facebook internet show every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Last week, she premiered a new radio show that's on Sunday evenings, and she's preparing to go out on the road and make personal appearances now that the restrictions on the pandemic are gone. So she is busy, busy, busy. And Dina and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
Come and take a trip in my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye and away we'll fly. Destination moon. We'll travel fast as light until we're out of sight. The earth will be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you'll get riding on my jet. Destination moon. We'll go up, 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 up. Straight to the moon we two.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Mark. At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back with Ron Sedgie today. My guest has been kind enough to stay over for another segment on our show. We're talking to Dina Martin. Of course, Dina has now a brand new radio show that just premiered. She also, every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, does a full hour show from her home in her studio that's seen and heard on Facebook. She's going to go back out on tour. She is one busy lady. And you know, Dina, I think I may have mentioned this to you once before. And if I did, I'm getting it a little long in the tooth that I don't remember some things. I remember very well telling you that several years ago when my sons were in their teens, young teens, when we went out on a trip to California, my one son said, I don't want to go to California because there's earthquakes, but the only reason I'm going is if you promise me you'll take me to see the gravesite of Dean Martin. At 16 years old, he had a license plate on the front of his car that said Dino, and he's totally obsessed. And I said, you know, you take after your grandfather, my father, was so in love with your dad, is that he could not stand the team of Martin and Lewis. I think I told you that before. In fact, I was telling it to Sean Levy, who wrote a book about Jerry Lewis not too long ago, because he kept on saying, you know, that kid is messing up all of Dean's songs. I don't like that man.
That is so cute. And it's funny you mentioned that, because now I'm thinking, you know, your friend Ed McMahon, when Frank Sinatra invited my, you know, dad, asked my dad to go on to the MDA telethon.
Yeah.
When he, with Jerry, this is when they got, you know, when they, he had him come back. My dad told, because he didn't tell anyone he was going to do it. And I said, well, what'd you do? How'd you, he said, well, I, you know, Ed McMahon hid me in his trailer.
Well, his wife's going to come visit us tomorrow, so hopefully I'll tell her that story.
Tell her that, say thank you. I mean, because I'll never forget. Well, I don't know, it was in 1976 or something.
Yeah.
I'm in New York in my apartment, and of course, we would watch the telethon every year, and all of a sudden I see, you know, Frankie says, you know, Jerry, I got a guy that really loves what you do here, and I see my dad walking. You couldn't even see his face, but I could tell it was his walk.
Yeah.
I thought, you're kidding me.
Coolest guy on earth. Even Elvis Presley said, there ain't nobody cooler than Dean Martin. And I tell you something, you're carrying that torch, and I appreciate that, as so many millions of us really do. I mean that, Dean, I really do.
Oh, thank you.
Author, an actress, a vocalist, of course, of incredible length. A licensed pilot? You're still living in Branson?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's and thank heavens, it's just been so nice here for the past year. We've been, you know, very pretty house, and so I, you know, so it's been okay. it's hard to get places from here. But I can't wait to get out and get on the road again and start singing, live with my band, with all of my Cali musicians, and get out there and see people, because it's kind of tough just going down into my rehearsal studio and having, my handsome husband, John, and Rosario, and they go, yay. one person clapping, after you do a song. You know how it is.
Yeah.
You see the show every week.
I see the show every week, but you know what? All you need to do is put an applause track in, and you'll be good as new.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right, now you're talking.
I also remember telling you the fact that our family is such a fan, and me too, that I had to go out and buy a Stutz Blackhawk. I have in my studio, I'm looking at it right now, a picture of your father leaning up against his Stutz in front of your house in Beverly Hills.
Yes, uh-huh.
And when I take that car out, I bring that picture with me and put it on the hood so that people can see that Dean Martin had a car just like this.
Oh, how great is that? I love that picture of him. I have that, hanging up downstairs. Yeah, that was at 601 Mountain Drive, Beverly Hills. Oh, wow, you just brought back a lot of memories. Oh, my gosh.
Gina, when are you going to go back out on the road?
Well, John is making arrangements right now. We don't want to be the first people out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that everything is safe, and I have to work it out between, getting to New York and the radio show and the Facebook Live show, because we have not missed one show yet. It's
nope.
been, I'll say 69 consecutive Fridays. So I want to make sure everything is right, and I've been asked to go to a lot of places, and John's trying to work it out so that we can get it going. Can't wait.
I can't wait either, and I can't wait for you to come down here in Florida, but I'm going to be up in Branson visiting Tony and a few other friends, and when I get up there, I will give you a call, so maybe we can break some Italian bread and have some pasta fagioli together.
Absolutely. We will do it. That's a date.
Well, Gina,
okay.
Again, congratulations, and every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, it's Dina Martin's show on Facebook, in social media, and, of course, now Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on WABC 77 Radio and across night. Now you're around the world with all the Internet and everything else, so that's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have a question for you. They put on my show at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Now they have, now they're thinking of maybe we'll put you at 8 o'clock, and I don't know which would be the better, which is the better slot, 8 o'clock on Sunday night or 9 o'clock, because we're working on all of that, and, I would love your expert opinion.
Well, to be very honest with you, under certain conditions and certain shows, obviously an 8 o'clock slot is good. For your show, I think a 9 o'clock slot is good, because on Sunday nights, I think people do everything a little bit later, and there would be nothing better than at 9 o'clock. Clock, as you're getting ready for bed, sitting in their, room.
Right.
Whatever. I would go with the 9. I really would.
All right. I'm going to go talk to John and all the people at WABC.
Yeah, pretty good.
Radio.com. And I think you're right, because it's a Sunday nightcap.
Yeah, it really is. And there was a fella, and I can't think of his name, many years ago, that did a show 10 to midnight every night. I don't know what station it was on. It might have been WABC. It was a Sinatra show. And I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that later night, because Tony does his 10 to midnight, and frankly, trying to think of my show, on the East Coast, it airs at 7 o'clock p.m. on the weekends, but on the West Coast, it airs at midnight, which is 9 o'clock, which is 9 o'clock Eastern time, so that's a great time slot.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, it's so brand new, which, did the first one, so we will figure it out, and I appreciate your input on that, and... All right, now I got to go pick out some songs.
I'll let you go. You got a show here this weekend.
I got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, look, thanks for spending time with us, Dina. If you need a good announcer, if you need an announcer, I know I can get one for you, okay?
Oh, yeah, I know you can. All right, you're the best.
Thanks, Dina.
All right, my dear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we love you, dear. And,
okay, love you.
We'll be watching.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dina Martin has been our guest, a good friend of the show, delightful lady. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
I don't want to be the one to say I'm gonna miss you, but I will. I don't wanna say I'm gonna cry my eyes out, baby, but I will. I'm not ashamed for you to know how much I really love you so, 'cause it was such a
Debo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. President Vladimir Putin's mobilization of Russian men to fight in Ukraine has brought home the reality of war to ordinary Russian families. Through angry protests, acts of violence, and an exodus of more than 200,000 citizens, Russians are rebelling against the prospect of further escalation of the war and the steep price they will probably pay. Former President Jimmy Carter celebrated his 98th birthday Saturday by seeing family members and taking calls in his modest living room in Plains, Georgia, the small town where he began his improbable campaign for the nation's highest office nearly half a century ago. With public confidence diminished and justice sparring openly over the institution's legitimacy, the Supreme Court on Monday will begin a new term that could push American law to the right on issues of race, voting, and the environment. It's not going to be a sleepy term, said Allison Orr Larson, a William & Mary law professor. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G today. And joining us right now is an Academy Award nominee and a gentleman that's been in this business for a long, long time. He is quite the man to be reckoned with. He is what they call a real pro at his trade, and his trade has included over 100 films and a nomination for an Academy Award as well as a Golden Globe. He's going to be starring in a TV show on the Hallmark Channel that's going to be airing. Joining us right now is none other than Elliot Gould. Hi, Elliot. How are you?
I'm fine, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Many years ago, you and I had met. You were doing a play here in Orlando with our dear friend Mary Hartley, and we had a chance to go back and chat a little bit. I'm sure you probably don't remember that.
Oh,
but
Death Trap. Of course I do.
Death Trap, yeah.
I stayed at the hotel that had the ducks come out.
Yes, that's the Peabody Hotel.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, that's a great place, and it was a great show. You were excellent, as you always are on stage.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
You know, I mentioned in the introduction, Elliot, that the Hallmark Channel really has come out of the mold, and I've said this for the last couple, 3 years, when it comes to doing stuff for television, because they use the finest actors and actresses, and they have like a movie quality to them. And this show that you're going to be part of, called Uncorked, follows in that same vein, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it's a family show. It's got a wonderful cast, and I'm very privileged to be a part of it.
They have raise the bar when it comes to television movies, because they use people like yourself, the real gems of our industry, and they don't seem to short sheet anything when it comes to production. It could go into a movie theater.
Well, I mean, there's a very high quality and high expectations, and the unit and the team is first rate. And Jo Beth Williams, who's a great actress, she's playing opposite me, and as well as Julie Benz, who's a wonderful new actress, and I couldn't be more pleased to be participating in this.
Yeah, that's good company that you're in, and I'm sure they feel they're in good company with you. The show actually takes place at a California oak winery, of which you are one of the owners, right?
Yes, it's a family business. Our son, who's played by Scott Elrod, is a chef, and we are in wine country in Northern California, and our son meets this businesswoman that Julie Benz plays, and our son is a single father with a really charming young son who's a new actor named Gaitlin Griffith, who's terrific in the show, mm-hmm. and then it's a family situation about these young people getting together and starting a new family.
And you play the parents of that...
We're the grand folks.
Oh, the grand folks. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we're the parents of Scott Elrod,
yes,
who's the leading man who has a relationship with Julie Benz in it, and Scott's character has a son, I would think that the audience would enjoy watching the story.
The character that Julie Benz plays is a character that is the CFO of a major corporation, and she's got to go, from what I understand, to go kind of seal a deal with your winery, but she takes a liking to you and your wife in the movie and the son, and she's just kind of smitten with the whole atmosphere, doesn't want to go back.
Well, that's true. She's a business person, and she's helps us with the winery, because we're not really business people. We just grow grapes and make wine, so it's a very good combination.
Did you do it in California wine country?
We did.
You know, it always chuckles me, and I know that you've probably been exposed to this many times, where they'll fly you out to California and then set up a New York scene, or fly you to New York and set up a California scene. It's a lot easier just to go to where the action is.
Well, sometimes, it's economics.
Yes.
Sometimes it's more economical to work in other places and simulate someplace. But we actually worked in wine country.
That's terrific. In the introduction, Elliot, I mentioned just a tip of the iceberg of your credits over a remarkable career. And I'm talking about huge shows like MASH and Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice and Ocean's 11 and a nomination for Academy Award as a Golden Globe. Is there anything that has transpired in this remarkable career that you have not done that you like to do? Because frankly, I can't think of anything.
Well, just like most of us, if not all of us, just to continue to live, to learn, and communicate, and to work. I've always was interested in functioning and performing as an older and now hopefully much older person. And my great ambition was to be a great, great grandfather. At the moment, I'm a grandfather.
Wow.
And I've learned to accept modesty. I'm a happy, healthy grandfather, and we'll see how the rest of this life and career unfolds.
Well, I tell you something, that's a very positive aspect of it. I'm sure you look at a glass that's half full rather than half empty. Probably the difference between you and I always look at the lower side of the scale, but that's a great, great attitude to take. One of the things that really, I think, impresses a lot of people about Elliot Gould is the fact that no matter what role you play, Elliot, you always seem to be very convincing in it. In other words, you can go into a comedy, you can go into something that's very heavy. I mean, you've hosted Saturday Night Live, what, 6 times?
That's correct.
Now, you know, that's a lot of levity there, yet you can turn around and do something very, very serious. And I think what really is the key to the admiration that people have for you is that in both instances, you're believable, which for an actor, I think, is the top of the line.
Well, I thank you. I mean, I think that life is vulnerable, and I think that, in general, an audience can identify with me and the characters that I play, and I believe there's nothing of value other than what we have to share.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing to share a goodness and accomplishment. It's another thing to share a problem, and that once people are willing and capable of communicating directly like this, we could see that no one of us can have a problem that one of us didn't have before.
Right. As a producer, do you find that actors and actresses have more a rapport with instructions from you because you know the art?
Oh, I don't do that. I have produced, but I mean, like when I was able to participate in Friends, the television series,
yes,
and play a father in that, and I did 22 segments, I would never impose myself or assume or presume that I know anything more than anyone else. So we all, the friends and I, got along just great. And I think that's a big lesson for any parent or any grown-up, you know, to do one's job and not to impose a history on the rest of the people.
I would assume, though, Elliot, that when somebody's acting across you, and when Friends started, you know, these people are seasoned actors now, but they weren't when it started, had to be a little intimidating being across from you, because let's face it, you have paid your dues and paid them well.
Well, sometimes people will say to me, look at me and say, are you serious? And I can now say I don't have to be so serious any longer. I know I'm honest.
Well,
you know,
that's a trait that you should be commended for.
Well, I've worked very, very long and hard at it, and I won't take anything for granted. And as I said, I believe what's most valuable is what we have in common.
Well, that's a great attitude to take. It really is. Now, are you still on the board of directors of the Screen Actors Guild?
Yes, we had a board meeting last night.
Well, I must tell you that this has been a treat. You got to join us more often.
Well, great. Just tell your, you know, this is direct. Let me know when you want to talk with me some more.
I would love to do that. And again, Uncorked will be on the Hallmark Channel, an HD original movie, and our guest has been nominated for Academy Award as well as the Golden Globe, the terrific Elliot Gould. Elliot, thank you so much for joining us, and if you're down in this neck of the woods again as you were a few years back at the Bob Carr Theater, let us know, okay?
Thank you so much.
We'll go over to the Peabody and have a little
roast duck.
There you go. Love it. Thanks, Elliot.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Elliot Gould has been our guest. Here's something I thought you might find interesting. Ranker, who lists everything according to rank, came out with a list of most annoying A-list actors and actresses. Now, they came up with 72 personalities after 63,000 votes. We'll run down the top 20. Number 20, Reese Witherspoon. 19, Will Ferrell. 18, Anne Hathaway. 17, Jim Carrey. 16, Sean Penn. 15, George Clooney. 14, Russell Crowe, how true. 13, Eva Longoria. 12, Renee Zellweger. Number 11, Charlie Sheen. 10, Gwyneth Paltrow. Number 9, Selena Gomez. Number 8, Tori Spelling. Number 7, Kristen Stewart. Number 6, Tom Cruise. Number 5, Shia LaBeouf. Number 4, Ben Stiller. Number 3, Adam Sandler. Number 2, Angelina Jolie. Number 1, most annoying actor, Will Smith, what a surprise. And stay where you are, there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. And, you know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest with us, not only a great actor, but he's making his literary debut with a new book out right now called Master and the Little Monk. Joining us right now is Dirk Blocker. Hi, Dirk. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you. I'm glad to be here.
I saw this book, and I was blown away. I did not realize that you had such a strong passion for youngsters, and you went back to school after so much success in the entertainment business so that you could teach elementary through high school between acting projects. That's great. Tell us about what made you do that, Dirk, before we talk about the book.
Well, you know, there was something that I think had kind of been missing, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but my wife was able to. She said, you know, for years I've heard you say that if you had one regret was that you started working right out of high school and you never had the college experience. And then I kind of realized, well, that was because that's something my dad emphasized so strongly in my life. So things weren't just flying off. The phone wasn't just ringing off the hook. I was getting a job occasionally here and there. And I wasn't pursuing it as strongly as I had when I was younger. And so I said, well, if I were younger, and she said, well, you're going to be 50 years old with a degree or without a degree. It's up to you. So she's always right. So I listened to her, went back to school, and struggled through math and some of the science work, but really enjoyed the experience a lot. And then afterwards got my teaching credential and started teaching school. Loved it. Enjoyed the experience very much.
What happens on a student's face when they walk in the classroom and they see Dirk Blocker as their teacher? I mean, it's got to be a little bit of a shocker at first, don't you think?
Well, to tell you the truth, outside of the theater arts departments or the film and television department, some of those people knew who I was. But, you know, largely, to tell you the truth, a lot of the young people were, they just knew I was Mr. B or Mr. Blocker. They didn't put two and two together quite often. So that, and actually, I kind of preferred that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, sure.
It meant I didn't have that to deal with. I could just be who I am,
right,
and present myself as a teacher.
Well, let's talk about this book. Okay, first of all, who did the drawings in it? Because they're really very well done.
I am so thrilled. Eric Scottness is the young man's name. He was an artist who worked on the show, on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the show I'm here in.
Sure.
And we became kind of friends over time. And so when I set out to do this, I thought, I need an illustrator. I think this book really could use some illustrations. I mentioned that to him, thinking he might recommend someone. And he said, well, do you mind if I read the story? And I said, no, here, read it. He came back and said, I would love to do this. And I
really?
Said, oh, well, great. And he said, but I've never done it before. And I said, well, I've never published a book before, so we're both in this together. Let's do it.
Well, the point I like about the story is it applies so much to youngsters who have problem not being in the in crowd. A lonely young boy who is befriended by a unique mentor, if you will. I don't want to give any of the stuff away because it ruins the whole idea. Maybe you can describe it better without tipping the scale as to what happens.
You're doing a great job, Ron. I appreciate it, and that's exactly right. Life has dealt this young man some challenges that are a little more significant probably than most of us experience, and that leads to loneliness. He is an outcast where he lives, but his joy for life and his loving nature really inspires this other character who witnesses his comings and goings, inspires him to kind of take him under his wing, so to speak. So I'll just see if I can help you a little bit without telling the young man he's helping him. And they go on a journey together, basically. And through it, the young man learns a lot about his life and about who he is, and also about where maybe the purpose he has on this earth.
I think that's probably a message that is very good for the youth today. It probably has been very good for the youth for 1,000 years. We just don't recognize it as much as we do today when we hear in the news about children who seem to be, like, not in with the in crowd. And the peer pressure at a young age is brutal, is it not?
It's incredible. As a teacher, I saw a lot of that. And in fact, one of the things I would try to influence my students to consider is that you don't have to decide right today, what is it, what am I going to do with my life? Who am I going to be? I know you're getting a lot of pressure from your parents and from people to make a decision about what college you're going to and this and the other. And I said, that's understandable. And you do have to consider the realities of the earth. But I said, but most of us spend our entire lives trying to figure out what is our purpose here.
Mm-hmm.
What are we here? Because every one of us has a unique quality that lends itself to our fellow human beings. And, you know, sometimes it takes a long, long time. Sometimes we're in our elderly age before we actually find it.
Right.
That search, that journey, is really what life is all about. That's really more important than success. I've known a lot of terribly successful people who weren't very happy because they hadn't really discovered, what do I have to offer that's really unique and important to my fellow humanity.
Yeah, you know, and unfortunately, when you're going through that climb to whether it's the top, the middle, where you ever end up, is that you don't know what it's going to happen, and you always think that, boy, you know, I'm never going to make it or, you know, be financially successful or anything. You know, I want to talk about your remarkable career. You started as a contract player at Universal while still in high school. You mentioned the fact that your Brooklyn Nine-Nine series, Detective Hitchcock on Fox, is a critically acclaimed comedy series. series. But I go down everything that you have done. It's really amazing. Little House on the Prairie, also MASH, New Heart, Criminal Minds, ER, Matlock, there's Johnny. List goes on and on, including Baba Black Sheep. Did you play on that when Red West was in that series?
I did. I was on that show from the pilot to the last episode. It was a great experience. And, yes, Red West joined us, I think, in the second season, as I recall. I think that's when he joined the show. So I got to know Red. What a terrific guy.
Yeah.
And he brought incredible stories with him, and his work was just terrific. He really enhanced the show quite a bit.
Yeah, he had some great stories, and of course, we lost him last year. You know, Dirk, I'm going to say something here, and I say this complimentary, okay, so please accept it as that. A lot of times we remember where we were when major things happened, when Kennedy was assassinated, the 9/11, Elvis died. I can still remember, as it was yesterday, where I was and what I was doing when I learned of the death of your father.
Well, that's an incredible compliment, I suspect.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I certainly do. Of course,
sure.
Naturally, I'll never forget.
Sure.
But, I have people say things like that to me, and it's never a burden for me to hear that. It's always it's uplifting because it's great to know that my dad touched as many people as he did.
I think more than a lot of people imagine, probably more than he imagined too, I would assume. Well, Dirk, you are a great guest. You really are, and I wish you much luck with this, Master and the Little Monk. Will there be other literary items that will be coming out under your heading?
Well, I love to write, and so we'll just see. You know, I it's a very therapeutic endeavor for me, and I enjoy the process. So if I'm moved to put something else out there, if I feel like something out there is worth sharing, I will.
Well, Dirk, I hope that you get moved, because I tell you, this is a nice piece of work. I'm actually going to get two copies, one for my granddaughter and one for my grandson. I really think I really mean that.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. I really, really appreciate it.
You're a great guest. Would you please come back and join us again, Dirk?
I would love to.
Okay, let's make a date of it. And congratulations on Master and the Little Monk, the latest book by our guest, Dirk Blocker. A star in his own right, and, of course, the son of the great Dan Blocker. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-766.
6630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today on this first weekend of the month. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include legendary TV host Bob Barker, actress Marion Ross from Happy Days, singer Dina Martin, Academy Award nominee Elliot Gould, and actor Dirk Blocker. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. And until then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.